Hello?
Hello, Soria?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Kevin from the gym.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to let you know, we have a new manager here. The gym's under new management. The manager's name, I don't know if you've heard of him. His name's Frank Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, okay, you've heard of him. Yeah, he's the author of the book, How to Lose Weight, The Patterson Way. And he's making us call everyone and let them know that we're going to be charging you for a copy of the book. And you'll get your book when you come in next time. You'll get it. It's a hard copy. It's $29.95.
Oh, no, I'm not interested.
Oh, no, he's making it mandatory. Like, everyone that's a member here has to have a copy of the book.
Well, I don't want the copy of the book. I don't want to pay that price. You can give me the book, but I'm not going to pay for it.
Oh, no, you have to pay for it. It's in your gym contract. He's redone the contract, so you have to buy a copy of the book, and we'll just charge it to your account.
Who said that?
You can't
make me buy something I don't want to.
Well, it works with your membership because it shows you how to work out better and how to lose weight and stuff.
No, I don't need that book. I don't need that book. Well, let me talk to your manager because I'm not being forced to buy something I don't want.
No, he's not here today. He's at church. Frank Patterson.
Okay.
He's a very religious man, but if you look him up on Amazon, you'll see the book has really good reviews.
Yeah, I know. I believe you, but I'm not interested in buying or spending that kind of money right now.
It's such a good book, and it's completely worth it. But I mean,
no, I know. I understand, but I'm not in that position to buy a book right now.
Well, there's really no reason to argue. I mean, you have to, because it's mandatory. You have to buy a copy.
No, I don't receive that. So I'll complain and talk to somebody above you
above me. Okay. No, look, I've already charged your account. So you've already paid for it. So it's okay.
I'm not going to pay for it. What is your name?
My name is
what
Roy.
Is your name?
My name's Roy.
Roy what?
Gerbel.
A Gerbel?
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to pay, like I said, that book. So who is your manager?
My manager, he's the famous author Frank Patterson, author of How to Lose Weight, The Patterson Way.
Okay, well, I will talk to him tomorrow, and do not charge me for something I didn't request.
Well, no, it's in your contract, and we've already charged you.
I don't see. I'll let you talk to my husband.
Okay.
Let you talk to my husband.
Oh, that sounds great.
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy from the gym.
Okay. Now, you're saying that you're going to take... that you have already taken money from my wife's our account?
Yeah, we've already.
Is that what you're saying?
We've already taken it. It's been charged, and the next time she comes in, we're going to give her a copy of the book. It's by our new.
Oh well, no. Well, we're going to have to decline that. We're going to have to go and call our bank up and tell them to decline that money order or that charge.
Oh, there's
We didn't. There was nothing in our contract that said that we had a mandatory. And what gives you the right to go into our account and pull that money out? You have no right. Don't you know that you can get sued for that?
Oh, we cannot. No, Frank Patterson, he's the new manager, and he redid the contracts. It says he can charge for his book. It's mandatory. And that way it'll help her.
I'm sorry.
Look,
I'm sorry. No, my wife has no problem losing weight, buddy.
Then why is she in the gym?
Oh. Because she's staying fit, that's why.
Okay, well, this is...
She looks very fit.
Okay.
She looks very good, so she doesn't need a book.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Don't tell me.
But no, the book, it has stuff about staying fit also. He wrote How to Lose Weight in the title because that just sells better, you know?
I don't care. We don't want it. We didn't sign for it.
It's a best-selling book in its category.
I don't care.
Amazon.
I don't care. I don't care. We didn't sign up for that. You have no right going into our account and taking money out of our account.
Well, once you
get in big trouble for that.
Once you read the book.
I can tell you that right now.
Once you read the book, you'll change your mind.
We don't want to read the book. We don't want the book. How many times do I have to tell you this?
It has 4 stars, though, on Amazon.
I don't care if it's got 4 stars on Amazon.
So it's a good
book. It can have 10.5 stars.
Oh, no, it can't because it only goes up to 5 stars. You must not be a reader.
I don't care.
You
don't care.
You did
the wrong thing. I need to know your name.
My name is still Roy. It hasn't changed in the last 2 minutes.
What is it?
Roy. R-O-Y. It's not a hard name to remember.
What's the last name?
Gerbel. But look, it's already been charged. There's no reason to argue. It's in the contract.
Oh, no. We're going to stop that payment. Trust me.
Well, no. It's already gone through.
We don't like anybody going in our account.
Well, we have
a
right to.
Any American You can ask any American. You have no right to go into our bank account and pull money out without asking our permission. How dare you?
No, we have your permission. It's in the contract.
No, you do not have your. You no, you do not have our permission.
Oh, we definitely.
I'm telling you, you do not have our permission. No, do you understand?
You just need to read the new contract, sir.
No, I'm sorry, man. You guys blew it big time.
What are you talking
about? You
guys
blew it big time.
I didn't blow
shit. You guys blew it big time, and I'm going on Yelp, and I'm going to let everybody know exactly what you guys,
nobody reads
those. Idiots did.
Nobody reads
those. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do whatever it takes to stop what your stupid robbing of our finances.
You're so dumb.
Who do you think you are? Kiss what?
You can't do it.
What did you say to me?
You're being.
What did you say to me?
I'm trying to tell you, you're dumb.
What did you say to me?
I told you twice now. You're really dumb. You're being dumb. Stop being so dumb.
Oh, wow, dude. You got a lot of nerve, bro.
Well, you're the one
got a lot of nerve,
throwing
man.
A tantrum.
You got a lot of nerve. You really do. How dare you?
Okay.
I'm trying to tell you, how dare you?
I don't see what your problem is.
Take money from my account.
We have permission. It's in the contract.
No, you do not have permission. You do not have our permission.
The contract
says
we do.
You do not have our permission.
You didn't read the contract all the way through is the problem.
No. You know what, dude?
Look.
How do you spell your last name?
Look, the reason I'm calling is because I want to know if you want to buy a second...
Spell your last name.
Do you want to buy a second copy for, like, a family member?
Spell your last name.
Or a friend, maybe?
Spell your last name.
G-E-R-B-I-L. I don't know why you're being such a jerk about it. I mean, nobody else is acting like this. You need to take a chill pill. That's what you need.
You know what? Give me your fucking account number, idiot. And let me go and pull out some money out of your account.
Well,
and see how you feel.
You don't. I didn't sign a contract.
How would you feel if I did that to you?
Well, that'd be illegal.
How would you feel if I went into your bank account and pulled out money without your permission?
That'd be illegal.
How dare you talk to me like that, you fucking asshole?
I didn't sign a
contract. You want your ass kicked?
We didn't sign
no contract for you to pull money out of our account.
Maybe you don't know about...
We didn't do that. And quit talking to me like that before I go over there and do something about it, you idiot.
Like what? What did I say?
What is your problem, Roy, the retarded boy? Who do you think you are pulling out money out of our account?
You just crossed the line,
man. Don't you think we could stop that, idiot?
Cactus. Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus.
Cactus.
I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show for March 1st, 2017. I'm your host, Steve, and today's show is sponsored by Xander Fett. Thanks, Xander Fett, for supporting the show. I think Xander is one of the Patreon supporters at patreon.com/phonelosers. And speaking of Xander, he kind of has the perfect name for this list I've been working on. If you're a member of the PLA Facebook group, then you know I've been working on a phonetic alphabet. So if I'm talking to someone and they demand how I spell my last name, I could be like, well, my last name is Jurbel. That's like G as in golf, E as in echo, R as in Romeo. And what I want to do is I want to make a list like that of words that go along with letters to help people spell my name, but I want to make them as confusing as possible. And I've been asking the members of the PLA Facebook group to help me out with this. And so far, we're doing pretty good. I've got almost the entire confusing phonetic alphabet completed. And I found a few of these on the internet, by the way, and I stole a few of their words, but I didn't like all of their words because some of the words were just too complicated. I didn't think people would know what they were, and I wanted to go with simpler words. So in the future, when people ask me how to spell my name, I can be like, that's G as in Nat, E as in I, R as in Are You Listening, B as in BBQ, I as in IOU, and it looks like we don't have L done yet. We're only missing a few letters. We're missing L and N, and I think we could do better on the R. Are you listening? Come on, that's kind of stupid. But the rest of them are done. I have like A as in Isle, B as in Bjork, C as in Q, D as in W. I think maybe we could do better on the double U thing also. E is in eulogy, F is in fjord, G is in gnat, H is in hombre, I is in myself. See, I could have used the word myself instead of I-O-U. And you get it, it's just supposed to be the most confusing words possible. If they're sitting there trying to write it down, and I'm saying things like E is in I, and T is in tsunami, O is in Ouija board, Y is in you. If I say things like that, it's just going to send them into a whole other rage, because they're pissed off as it is already, and then here I am confusing them even more with these crazy words that go with the letters. It's the best idea ever. So as soon as I have this list finished and I'm completely happy with it, I'm going to print it out and just kind of paste it up here on my wall so I can use it whenever I want. And I ended up starting an offensive word list also. Like, I've got the official words, the confusing words, the offensive words, and the PLA words. And the offensive word list is stuff like B is in bukkake, G is in goat sex, H is in happy ending, M is in manscaping, T is in twat waffle, you know, stuff like that. And then there's the PLA word list, stuff like, I don't know, C is in cactus, of course, H is in hobo or homeowners association, J is in jimb, P is in poodle file, R is in roycipient, T is in temerity. So that's a project we're all working on in the PLA Facebook group. And if you would like to help out with that, look in the show notes and I'll have a link to the thread where this is located, where you can put in your own suggestions. And I guess I need to update the thread with the current word list, because I haven't done that in a while. I've just been adding things as people suggest them. One other small bit of news. The prank that I played on the beginning of the show, people have been asking me about that for over a year now. The prank call where the guy insults me by calling me Roy the Retarded Boy. And I think people have told me where that's located, but someone finally gave me the location of it and the exact timestamp. And that was Steven. Thank you, Steven, for giving me the timestamp on that show. That was from the August 31st, 2014 show. And that quote is located at exactly 34 minutes and 13 seconds, if you're interested in going and listening to that again. Anyway, I think it's time to get started with the show. On today's show, we're going to be calling homeowners that live in a homeowners association area. We're going to talk to homeowners about the Chinese government and the blueprints to their house and, you know, things like that.
Hello.
Hello, Paula?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the county building department, and we're just required to let you know that we've sold the blueprints to your house to the Chinese government.
You've sold the blueprints of my house to the Chinese government?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, there's nothing you need to do or anything. We're just supposed to let you know.
Is that legal to do?
Oh, probably. I think.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I guess if they like the house, they could build it.
Well, no, they don't want to build it. They just wanted to know what the inside of your house looked like.
Oh, okay. Well, God, that's weird.
Yeah, you know, who knows with those Chinese government people. It's some new program. It's for their space program or something. It's something to do with microwaves and beaming them.
Oh, they're going to microwave our houses then. Okay.
Well, actually, that's kind of true. They're going to be beaming microwave radiation at your roof from space.
Okay.
Yep.
That's scary.
Well, no, I think it's fine. It's completely fine.
Okay.
There's nothing to worry about. Well, I mean, do you own fish? Do you own any fish?
No, don't own any fish.
Okay, yeah. You might want to keep an eye on the temperature of your toilet water. And if it starts feeling too warm, then you might want to call someone at the city.
This is a joke.
No, why would I kid about this?
No, you're kidding. You're not kidding.
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You know, I don't even know what it would be called, like what department I should be calling from. Would it be the zoning department? And does a county have a zoning department? Isn't that just cities? I don't know how this stuff works, but I think I'm just going to keep saying I'm with the zoning department, I guess. Maybe you guys know. You can tell me in the comments, what would it be that has the blueprints of your house? What department in your city sells the blueprints of your house to the Chinese government? Does anyone know? Please let me know in the comments. And I don't know what I'm doing, you guys. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why I'm doing this, but this is what I'm doing for a few more calls at least, just to see where it goes and see if anyone gets really pissed off at me for selling their blueprints to the Chinese government.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Carol?
Yes.
Hey, Carol, it's Roy from the county zoning department.
Yeah?
And I just needed, I'm required by law to let you know that we've sold the blueprints of your house to the Chinese government. Hello? Okay, Carol just hung up on me. She's not in the mood for any of my bullshit, apparently. And while the phone was ringing, I didn't hear her pick up. I was playing with my soundboard, trying to reorganize sounds and stuff. And right as she picked up, I was playing R2-D2. Because, you know, I have all the robots that are down in the caves and stuff. Trying to get all that organized again.
Hello?
Hello, Janice?
Yes?
Hey there, it's Roy from the County Zoning Department. And
from the county,
the zoning. I just needed to let you know we're required by law to let you know that we sold the blueprints of your house to the Chinese government. So I'm just calling to tell you that.
Okay, who is this really?
My name is Roy from the zoning department.
Yeah, and I'm sure you normally do stuff like that.
Right. It's just for some reason they're making us call people now when we do that and let them know. Not sure why.
And why would you be doing that?
Which part?
Selling our blueprints to the Chinese government.
Oh, that. It's just a program we do. It's to make a little bit extra money on the side. We're not sure why they want the blueprints. Something to do with some kind of space program and microwave beams. I'm not really...
Okay,
entirely
and you just
sure.
Call people on their cell phones and tell them this.
Well, did you need me to call your home phone? This is just the number we have for you on file.
And you're Roy with the zoning department?
Correct, yes.
Alrighty. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hello, Joanne?
Yeah.
Hey there, this is Roy from the zoning department here in County.
Okay.
And I just needed to get your permission. We'd like to sell the blueprints of your house to the Chinese government.
This is a joke, I know.
What do you mean you know?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Blueprints.
Blueprints to my house.
Yeah, blueprints to your house. We have them here on file here at the zoning department, and we're just going to sell a copy of them. To the Chinese government? It's not a joke.
Here's my husband.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Al. This is Roy from the zoning department here in County.
Yes.
And I just needed your permission to... We'd like to sell the blueprints of your house to the Chinese government.
What?
we just want to sell the blueprints of your house to the Chinese government.
Why? Is this a joke?
Oh, no, it's not a joke. It's something we do to kind of make a little bit of extra money here in the local government.
I don't want the Chinese government getting the blueprints to my house.
Okay, well, it's not like they're not going to visit you or anything. They're just doing something with satellites and microwaves or something on your roof.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. I actually already sent them in. I thought you'd say yes.
Well, it's no, so...
okay.
But you did it already, so what am I going to do?
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
Well, you know, at least in a roundabout sort of way, you're contributing to the local government for once. You know, you're putting giving
well,
a little
fine, but,
a little money.
I'd rather do it another way.
Yeah, well, it's too late now. Sorry about that. I guess I should have asked first.
Definitely. All right.
Yep. It's just for their space program, that's all.
All right, that's fine, but it's done.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
And also, I don't know why your wife had to be such a jerk. You know, I was just asking a question, and she got all snippy with me.
We get an awful lot of fraudulent calls. So
what kind of fraudulent?
Awful lot of them.
Oh, I see.
So we do. We get a lot of them.
Well, that doesn't that so pretty much just everyone's guilty until proven innocent with her.
Yeah, well, me too. Because my former job, I was told I was excellent at spotting a fraud, and most times it was a fraud. But
okay,
that's one of the reasons we're pretty standoffish.
I see. I hear her in the background just rambling on and on. Could you just tell her real quick to shut the fuck up? Because we're trying to talk. Yeah. He's gone. I guess me saying that made him automatically spot me as a fraud. Really, though, that wife, she was having a bad day or something. She was pissed.
Hello?
Hello, Roger?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy from the zoning department here with County. And I'm calling to let you know that we're going to be selling the blueprints of your house to the Chinese government. And that's all. Just had to. We're required by law to let everyone know now when we do this.
What are you? Who are you?
I'm with the zoning department here with Craven County.
Okay. And you're going to be doing what?
Well, we have the blueprints of your house on file here, and we're just going to be selling a copy of the blueprints to the Chinese government.
And you're doing this because of what?
Well, they pay us money, like, for every blueprint, every set of blueprints that we sell to them. So apparently is what they're doing.
And what are they? Huh? What are they going to be doing with these?
Well, they're building a mock-up of our entire neighborhood. Like every detail is going to be exactly the same. And they're doing it to train militants on how to pretend to be Americans. Something like that. I'm not completely sure.
Surely you're jesting. Who is this?
You ever see that movie in the 80s with John Travolta, The Experts, where they were doing the same thing in Russia? It's like that. They're going to learn how to disco and stuff. They're going to open a nightclub.
How much money are you receiving for selling these blueprints?
That's $35 per set of blueprints. So we're trying to sell everyone in the neighborhood.
And the neighborhood consists of what? Everything in County?
Yeah, well, mostly just there and just in that area. Wait, what the hell? Why are you laughing so much? Are you high?
Who is this?
What kind of drugs are you taking?
No, this is ridiculous. I truly appreciate you letting us know in advance.
No problem.
Are you planning to? Are they planning to put this up somewhere within Craven County? Because I'd like to go over and see how the construction is going.
Oh no, they're constructing this in the middle of China.
Oh, over there.
Yeah. So they can train militants.
Will they fly us over so that we can look at it and make certain that it's all inspect?
No, it's just for government officials and stuff.
Okay.
Spies and things like
that. Listen, I do appreciate you giving us a call and letting us know what's happening, and I look forward to seeing pictures of how the construction's making out.
Yeah, well, you're not going to see pictures because it's top secret Chinese government stuff. They'll never show it to you.
We won't have an opportunity.
No, but
are they going to be putting it up on one of those islands that they're building in the China Sea?
I don't know. I'm not privy to this.
That might be a little more appropriate
information. But if you want to know what it looks like, just walk outside your door and look around, because it's a exact replica of your neighborhood.
Okay. Well, thank you much, and I appreciate the call.
Okay. Incidentally, I need to talk to Margaret about something. If you could just put her on the phone real quick.
Pick up the phone. No, you got to pick up the phone. This is extremely important.
Well, no, if she doesn't want to be on the phone, can you just tell her to shut the fuck up because men are talking?
I just told her that. She was pleased.
Yeah, I heard you say that. Okay, well, I have to go. I have more people to
call.
All
right. Well, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks. You too. Thanks for helping me make $35.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Well, he was amused. That's good. I'm glad I brightened up his day, even though his wife wouldn't play along. Have you guys ever seen that movie? It's called The Experts. It has John Travolta in it. I think it's from the late 80s or maybe early 90s. That lady before, she thought the Chinese government was building her house, and it kind of reminded me of that movie where John Travolta and his friend, they're going to some rural area to open up a nightclub, but they get intercepted by the KGB or something, and they fly him to the middle of Russia where there's this town that looks like it's an American town, but it's actually a replica of some small town in America. It was a really terrible movie, but for some reason, I still remember it. I think we'll just go with that from now on instead of the whole microwave beams thing that makes no sense at all on the roofs. ultraviolet paint, boiling the fish in their tanks. Yep, let's just be done with that.
Hello?
Hello, Elizabeth?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy from the zoning department here with County.
Yeah?
And I'm calling to let you know, we're going to be selling the blueprints to your house. We're going to be selling them to the Chinese government.
To the who?
To the Chinese government. Over over in China. Yeah, they're going to pay us money for the blueprints to your house, and we're required to let you know.
Okay.
Yep.
China.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know what they want to do with them. Something to do with a space program or a disco or something. I'm not sure.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, but anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Who knows?
I mean, I'm not going to do anything with them, so.
That's true. Yep.
All right.
May as well make a few bucks off of them. Not that you make the money. You know, we just keep it here for ourselves.
Okay.
But.
All right. Are there people in here? I mean, are they buying others, too?
Oh, no, just yours. They only wanted just yours.
Mine.
Yep. Like
that's interesting. They were
able to choose from anyone in America, and they chose you.
They chose me.
Yep.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Your house.
All right.
Who knows what they're going to do with it? Nobody knows.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Well, she had a good attitude. She just doesn't give a shit. She's like, whatever, I don't use the blueprints myself, so they can just have them. What a nice lady.
Hello?
Hello, Judy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Judy, this is Roy from the zoning department here in County.
Yes.
And I'm calling to find out if it's okay with you if we sell the blueprints of your house to the Chinese government.
You're kidding me.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm not sure why they want to buy them, but they contacted our office and said they were really interested in your address.
But could I give you my husband?
Okay.
I'd appreciate that. He bought the house before I moved down here, and hold on 1 second.
Okay.
This is our department in county.
Yes. Hello.
Oh, hey, Peter. This is Roy from county. We just needed your permission to sell the blueprints of your house to the Chinese government.
Say that again, please.
You
want my permission to sell the prints of my house to the Chinese government?
Correct, yes. They're using them for their space program.
I'm really at a loss. You know, I'm reading a good book right now, Roy.
Oh.
You've got me completely off guard.
I bet you
why do they need them?
I bet you there's nothing about this in the good book, is there?
No, there isn't. It's a James Lee Burke book. It's very good.
Oh, that good book. Yeah, I'm not sure what they want with them. It's something to do with the space program, and I think they're going to be beaming microwaves at your house from space. From the space.
No, you're funning me, okay?
Oh, no, I'm not funning at all. It's just
you're funning
from
me.
the new space shuttle that they're building.
Why would they beam things at my house from space?
Who knows what the Chinese, who knows what they're up to?
Well, why would I sell them the right to do that?
I don't know. Like it's not like you can stop them. They're up in space.
I see. Yeah, they're up in space. But
I mean,
if they're beaming something at me and it's injurious, that's a tort, isn't it?
Oh no, they're harmless. It's just microwaves. That's all. The microwaves are everywhere.
You know, we've been told for years that this, that, and the other thing are harmless, and we sent soldiers out to witness the atomic bomb tests, and they sure as heck weren't harmless.
Yeah, well, this isn't an atomic bomb. It's just microwaves. It's like radio waves, but small. Like, they can't hurt you.
Roy, I tell you what, have you got my address?
Yeah, it's here on the blueprints. You know, you could just cover your roof with mirrors.
Could you send me a letter explaining this and asking me if I would like to do it? I'd really appreciate that.
Okay, all right. I'll be like, will you sell your blueprints to the government, yes or no? And you have to circle one and send it back?
Yeah, for the use of the Chinese government.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Great, then.
And you have a good day.
Okay, thanks. You too. Give Judy hugs thanks. From me.
Okay.
And kisses.
Roy, now you're really getting me to wonder here.
Well, no, I'm just trying to be friendly, just being polite.
I understand that, but, yep. You know, this is getting pretty strange here.
It's not a sexual thing, just hugs and kisses from Roy at the zoning.
Okay,
maybe a group.
Will do. Thank
right.
you.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye now.
I don't know, you guys. I really thought there would be at least one person that would be really pissed off about this whole thing. But for some reason, they're just all really amused by this whole thing. This is kind of like the cell phone tower thing I did a few months ago, where nobody seemed to believe me that I was going to put a cell phone tower in their backyard. So, I don't know. Let's take a break, play a few voicemails, and then we'll come back and maybe end the show or maybe do something different. Or maybe I'll just talk about Patreon for a full half hour. That'd be fun.
Hey, Brad. This is Hectic.
Hey.
First time, long time.
Stop that.
Had a quick note about some of your future wheelchair ramp episodes. I was watching Parks and Recreation, and there's a whole bit where they say a ramp up Pawnee campaign, and they say it's the number one complaint among the elderly citizens is that there's not enough wheelchair ramps. Mm-hmm. So thinking that'd be a good couple of...
Did they put them on their houses or just on businesses?
Aspects working into some wheelchair calls in the future. Love you, dude. I'm listening to this for like 15 years probably.
Aww. All
right, peace. Cactus, Baba Booey, Howard Stern's penis.
God damn it. No, I've never heard that episode, and I thought I watched most of all of Parks and Rec, but I guess I missed that one. Or maybe I did see it, and that was secretly the inspiration for the wheelchair ramp episodes. Just my subconscious taking over. I should look that one up and see if they stole from me.
Hi, Brad. It's Nico. I have a question. And the question is, what in the hell is with these, let's call them winners, leaving a voicemail messages saying Baba Booey at the end of it? What is that? Why does it piss you off? And why do people keep doing
so
it?
So pissed off right now that you even brought it up.
I haven't bothered to... look it up on the internet yet because I'm too lazy, and that's what the email is, or that's what the voicemail is for you to answer our questions. So, and if you could just let me know what is it? Why does it annoy you?
It doesn't really annoy
me.
Kind
of history behind it. I would very much appreciate it. Anyways, I hope you're having a good day. Talk to you later, Beth. Bye.
Thanks, Nico. Yeah, I hate to disappoint some of you, but it doesn't actually piss me off. I'm just playing along with it. But the Baba Booey thing, it comes from The Howard Stern Show, which is a show that's on the radio, or on the satellite, I mean. And something that Howard Stern fans like to do, one in particular, is they like to get on the news and pretend to be experts on whatever thing they're talking about, and then in the end, they just yell, Baba Booey, Baba Booey, and it pisses off the news people. Or that's what they used to do anyway. Like, I think it was a 90s thing. I don't know if that's still something that happens. But I just looked it up on YouTube. This says Baba Booey compilation.
This video is on YouTube, so we cannot verify its authenticity. We can't also say...
Kelsey Garber wears a dress!
I'm sorry.
Baba Booey! Casey's dead!
Sorry, guys. There for
Kelsey Garber wears a dress!
So that's just, some news lady out on the street, and there's a Howard Stern fan in the background just screaming things at the camera, live on TV. Much of it involving Baba Booey. Basically, it's the Howard Stern version of the word cactus. I think they stole that from us.
Baba Booey! Baba!
Sources tell me that this year they're doing something they've never done before. Something very high-tech.
Baba Booey! Baba Booey! Howard Stern penis! Howard penis!
Guys, I'm gonna go back to you!
That's great. So this is like 5 minutes of this stuff. Let me see if there's a better compilation, because the audio on that is awful.
Live at Shea Stadium, Dave Carlin, CBS 2 News.
Con Ed outages map. So many people...
Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Howard Stern penis! Baba Booey,
We just kind of...
That newscaster looked really scared. Okay, it's not that funny. I don't want to keep playing these. But it is kind of funny, really. You know, they're fucking with the live news broadcasts. So that's what's up with the Baba Booey thing. I think I've played some of those on this show before. A year or two ago, maybe. I was just playing where they'd gotten on live broadcasts for major media events, like, you know, current things happening. And I feel like the ones I just played, those kind of sucked. But there's some really good stuff out there. A bunch of really good Baba Booey stuff where they fuck with the news. So look it up on YouTube. Maybe you'll find something good.
Hey, Brad. This is John Winnebago, heir to the Winnebago fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Just calling. I don't know what you do, man. what's your job besides the snowplow show?
Wouldn't you like to know?
An enigma or an enema. I don't know which. I don't have a lot of education.
I see.
What do you do, Brad?
It's none of your damn business, John. I found that it's best if I just don't give a whole lot of information about my real life to the show, because every time I do, I kind of end up regretting it. So for now, we're not going to talk about where I work, but I will say this. Well, I mean, I guess most of you know, I work from home. I've been doing the same thing for like 20 years now. And ever since I started the Patreon thing, I've been slowly scaling back on the real life work as the Patreon thing grows. And most of my income right now is from the Snowplow Show, thanks to you guys. So what I do basically is I make prank calls all day, and I've been slowly eliminating my real-life job over the past year or so now, and hopefully I can completely get rid of my real-life job soon and just do this full-time, because the real-life job thing, it kind of eats into my daily time. That's why I don't do shows sometimes for like 5 days at a time. Usually just has something to do with me being swamped with work. So I can't answer you right now, but I will one of these days, once I'm doing 5 shows a week.
If you create a snowplow show, phone show channel. If you create a phone show channel, then you can nudge people to that instead, and they can watch your old series, and you wouldn't have to piss off so many of the snowplow show channel purists who are just giving you a hard time.
I know.
With the frequent uploads.
You know, when I originally set up the Snowplow Show channel on YouTube, it was just called the Phone Losers Shows channel, and the whole point of it was to upload all of the old phone shows, and then, of course, to upload all of the current shows that were currently happening. But now, when I upload old phone shows, people just throw a fit and yell at me and tell me how much they suck.
I'm sure you've already thought of this yourself, but you didn't say the wacky reason why you wouldn't do it. Please enlighten us why you wouldn't do it.
I don't know. It's a pain in the ass. I mean, if I just get them all uploaded, then they'll be in the past, you know? They'll just be in the archive, and people won't have to whine about it when one comes up on the feed. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, I used to do a show back in 2009 to 2012. It was called The Phone Show, and I don't have all the archives up online, and I'd like to get them all up online, so I've been uploading them to the channel which I just recently renamed to The Snowplow Show. And every time I do, people just bitch. So I think one of my solutions I'm going to try for this is maybe I'll just upload like 20 episodes at a time and have them only come out one day a week. Like 20 episodes in one day. And that way people can be pissed off for just a single day, and then they can just move on with their lives after that. Maybe I'll just do that, I don't know, maybe once a month, every couple weeks or something, until I get them all uploaded. And I think the further along I get on the whole project, the less complaints there's going to be, because the show was kind of a different thing back in the early days, and then it kind of turned into what you guys are mostly familiar with, which is just prank calls. Nothing but prank calls. And if that doesn't work out, maybe I'll just create a secondary channel, like you said. But I've already got 3 YouTubes. Well, no, I have like 5 YouTubes. I don't want any more YouTubes. I have too many YouTube channels.
Hi, Brad. I just wanted to let you know, did you know December is National Pizza Month? So you really should go buy some pizza and be patriotic. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. I should do that tonight since National Pizza Month is in December, apparently. Everyone else should do that, too. Go buy some pizza for National Pizza Month.
Hey, RBCP. This is Nemps from the AutoZone HOA. Great shows the last few weeks. One of my favorite types of calls you do is the robot employee calls to different stores telling people they're being replaced with robots. I think
that's
it'd be funny to do just the opposite. Call up those stores and say the robots back at the factory are being replaced by humans. So maybe you tell a Starbucks guy he's got to go to a coffee plantation on the weekend or something and grind up coffee beans since they got rid of the robots. I don't know if anybody would believe it, but who knows?
I think they would. I like that idea. I think I might give that one a try. Maybe tell them they're going to have to start assembling the paper cups since we got rid of the robots. Hey, speaking of employees being replaced by robots, there was this article. I was going to read it on the front of the show, but I forgot to. But this came out last week that Wendy's is installing self-ordering kiosks in 1,000 restaurants. Notice that I pronounced kiosk correctly, and that's all thanks to you guys. But Wendy's, the fast food place, they say they are going to have kiosks in approximately 1,000 locations by the end of this year. And that means less employees. Employees are going to be replaced by these self-ordering kiosks. So that's exciting. I want to see that happen. I hate talking to people. Like, I won't even shop at grocery stores that don't have the self-checkout because I don't want to talk to people and stand in line. So I would love to walk into a fast food place and just place my order on a screen and pay for it on a screen instead of talking to a person. People suck. And then there was another article, it just came out today, where McDonald's is going to come out with an app that you can just order everything on the app, and then you can just pick it up on the curb, or I guess they'll probably make you go through a drive-thru. Basically, it's the exact same thing as going to the drive-thru, but you don't have to talk to the drive-thru speaker lady. You just order it on your phone, pay for it on your phone, and pick up your food. You know, fuck the employees, just use your phone. And the really exciting thing about this McDonald's article, and I'm sure you guys think this is just really boring, but McDonald's, they're looking into delivery options, and they're going to partner with third parties such as Grubhub. And Grubhub is a company, they've been working with a robotics company. I think they're called Starship or something. It's a really stupid name, but they have these little beer coolers on wheels that are self-driving, self-guided. They bring you your food. They've been experimenting with these in other countries, and this summer, I think it is, they're going to have these running in about 3 cities in the United States. Last time I checked, I remember Washington, D.C. was one of the cities they were going to do this in. But holy shit, you guys, we're probably going to be able to have McDonald's brought to us by a robot within a couple of years. A robot just comes to your house, brings you your food. I cannot wait to never leave my house again. It's going to be awesome.
Hey, Roy, I've been wondering, how is it that I'm going to be able to, watch a live show? That's on my bucket list, but so far I haven't been able to do it.
What a horrible bucket list.
Last time you updated your Twitter was February 17th. Come on, man. Seriously?
I haven't done a live show in over a week now.
How am I supposed to cross that off my bucket list when you just, are too much of a hobo to update your Twitter more often?
So I don't know.
Am I supposed to just go on the Mixler and just stare at it 24/7.
Oh, here's a crazy idea. Why don't you set up an alert on your phone whenever I go live? Just make it beep at you. Just download the Mixler app from your app store, and every time I go live, the phone will beep at you. You don't need the Twitter. Except that won't do any good whenever I go on Facebook only and don't use the Mixler. So yeah, I guess that sucks for
you. Live show? I like your show anyway. So, whatever. It's funny.
Thanks.
So, maybe I will just do that. Alright, bye,
okay.
Roy.
Bye. Go stare at Mixler for a while, because you don't know how to set up alerts.
Hey, RB, this is Steven Aspinwall.
Hey.
I was just calling to forewarn you that our 2-Men-1-Bed video has been leaked. And on your way home tonight, could you please stop and get a ham sandwich?
Okay.
Oh, also, I was wanting to see if you could do some lube calls where you accidentally left your pubic hairs in people's vehicles. Duh.
Okay.
Bye.
I'll do that. Get right on that.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
This is Tax Fraud Mike.
Hello.
Just wanted to ask you if you haven't been butt slammed today, then why haven't you been butt slammed today?
I don't know.
Word.
These voicemails are getting weird. I think I'm going to stop with the voicemails now.
Thanks for turning me on to The Simpsons Tapped Out. I can't stop playing that shit.
You're welcome.
And I love you, bro.
Aw, shucks.
Keep it up.
Yeah, I've seen you on my Simpsons game a few times. And I'm completely addicted to that game. I've been playing pretty much nonstop for the past week. That's the real reason I haven't done any shows this week yet. But if you are a player of Simpsons Tapped Out, look me up on there, rbcp@phonelosers.org, or you can add the username BradBCP. I know it's a stupid game. You don't have to make fun of me for playing it. I know. I don't care. I just can't stop.
Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Speaking.
Hey there, this is Roy. I live here in the neighborhood over on Pelican.
Yes, sir.
And I was walking down the street today, and the blueprints of your house just kind of flew through the air and hit me in the face. And I don't know, did you lose some blueprints to your house?
No, sir, not at all.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. It has your address on it. Is your living room, right by the front door?
Yes.
Okay, I think this is yours then.
Where were you walking?
I'm over on Pelican Street. I was just kind of going around the block.
Yes?
Taking a walk, and yeah, the blueprints of your house just flew up and hit me in the face.
Blueprints of my house?
Yeah, I actually got a paper cut.
I can't fathom this. I have absolutely no clue what you're talking about.
The blueprints. Do you know what a blueprint is? It's like a...
Absolutely. A map. What the hell are my blueprints doing? Did you have the blueprints to the house driving your golf cart? There's a man said he's walking on Pelican, got hit in the face with blueprints from my house. Oh, this is insane.
It's the darndest thing.
This is insane. Where are you located on Pelican?
I'm over in the 600 block of Pelican.
600?
Yeah, it's way down at the end. You practically
What's your actual address?
You have to practically go into the woods.
Off of Pelican.
Yep. Well, anyway, since you don't know anything about it, I'll just let you go. I thought it was the weirdest thing, you know?
That is weird.
Yep.
Well, if it's got my name and address on it, I'd like to have that back.
Well, not your name. It's just your address, and it has the original date that the house was built.
Oh, my God. You know what that might be?
What?
I just had an insurance lady over here up on my flood insurance.
Uh-oh.
And I have documents that I filled out for her. I'm wondering if she somehow, how the hell if it got out of her vehicle? Because I've got a copy of it here in front of me. It was the FEMA. Does it have FEMA on it?
No, just it looks like a very old document. Very old, but yeah, I don't know where they came from. I don't know where it came from or anything, you know?
This is weird.
Yeah. Very
weird.
Yeah,
this is really weird.
It's the darndest thing.
Well, I'd like to get that from you if possible.
Oh, no, they're mine. I found them. I was just calling to see if I could get a Band-Aid because I got a paper cut on my face.
Who the fuck is this?
My name's...
Who is this? Someone's screwing with me.
What? No, my name is Roy. I live over on Pelican.
You're screwing with me.
What's that hoe in the background whispering about?
Say what?
You gotta quit cussing, the fucking baby's picking up.
Oh, jeez. Who is this, man? Yeah, come on now.
Is that your wife? Could you tell her to shut the fuck up real quick? Because I can't hear you if she's talking.
No, I'm not going to tell my wife to shut the fuck up.
Well, you said it, so she got the message, I think. She'll be quiet from now on.
Who the fuck is this, dude?
Just go pick up the blueprint.
I'm Roy.
I'm going to fucking Roy you. Who are you?
That doesn't make sense. What does that even mean?
What is it? Doesn't make sense if I find you, fucking ass.
Well, hey, don't
you got something calling me out of a fucking courtesy, and now you're making a fucking issue out of it?
Well, don't get angry with me. I just wanted to let you know I found your blueprint.
You got a fucking paper cut? What the fuck? Where are you coming from, dude?
Well, it sucks to get a paper cut. You know what? I'm going to take these blueprints, and I'm just going to rip them up. I'm going to rip them up right here.
Go for it. Shred it, asshole.
No, I don't have a shredder. I'm just going to rip them up. Oh, I think he hung up. Are you still there, sir? No, he's gone. Hold on, let me finish ripping these blueprints up. These blueprints appear to be on very thin paper, because that's all Olga could afford. Okay, so, wow, that guy got kind of pissed. That was the very first call I've made about this. Maybe I need to just start saying I'm a neighbor, and I found their blueprints. And did you hear him talk about his golf cart? He thinks he lost it off the back of his golf cart. Apparently in this neighborhood, they just drive golf carts around. That's awesome. This is still Eric's neighborhood, by the way. He sent me this list, I think maybe 4 months ago or something. And it had a billion pages in it. It looks like I am down to 10 pages. I only have 10 pages left of this directory. And I thought he just snapped pictures of it with his cell phone, but I'm noticing on these last pages that he had a hard time getting the pages to stay down on his flatbed scanner. He actually scanned this entire directory in for me, so I'm glad I'm using all of your list, Eric, since you put so much effort into this. Even though I've been ignoring all of the other homeowners association lists that's been sent to me, at least I'm getting yours done. And what the hell, Eric, it seems like I should have heard from you by now. Have you heard any craziness from the neighborhood? Or I guess you don't live there. I think you told me your parents live there, not you.
Hello?
Hello, Jessica?
Yes?
Hello, this is Roy from the zoning department here with County.
Yes?
And I'm calling to let you know that we're going to be selling the blueprints of your house to the Chinese government.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, that's all. We're required by law to let you know that we're selling your blueprints.
Okay, and what's your name again?
My name is Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
Okay. And who told you to call me?
We have to call everyone who we sell the blueprints of to the Chinese government.
Sure. Can you bring me a copy of those blueprints, too, while you're at it?
Oh, no.
I'd love a copy.
No. It's we're sending them to the Chinese government, so we're not going to have any anymore.
Sorry. Well, I don't agree. They're, just bring me a copy of those blueprints.
They're taking the originals, okay?
No, I want the originals.
No.
They're mine. Thank you.
Well, no, they're not yours. They belong to the Chinese government now.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep, so, well, sorry, you can't have
Thanks
any.
Thanks for calling me, Roy.
Maybe you could just get a, you know, you live there, just use a tape measure, make your own. You can just measure the rooms and stuff.
You could come do that for me, right?
Yeah, that's not my job, so I'm not going to.
Hmm.
Why would, that sounds like.
I have to get my husband to do that for me.
Yeah, that's what husbands are for.
Right. Yeah. Maybe you could inform my husband of that.
Why don't you inform him? You're his secretary, come on.
No, I'm not. Thank God.
Well, you basically are. Hey, can you tell that kid in the background to shut the fuck up? It's really irritating.
Chloe, someone wants to talk to you.
Oh, no. I'll probably curse and say inappropriate things. You don't want to put them on.
Yeah.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. It's a bad idea. All right. Well, have a nice day.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye. The hell, they're gonna put their kid on the phone with me? That seems like a really bad idea, and she seems like a horrible guardian to kids if she's just gonna put them on the phone with a prank caller that's cursing and saying bizarre things. What's wrong with that lady? I can't believe I had to talk her out of that.
Hello
Karen.
Yeah.
Hey there, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Pelican, yeah.
Yep. Well, I know I'm not very close, but I'm sort of your neighbor. We're here in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
And I jog by your house all the time. Anyway, I was going through your trash last week, and I found the blueprints to your house. And I was just wondering, did you really want those thrown away, or should I just go ahead and throw them away again?
Hold on a second. Did you throw away our blueprints to the house?
No, I've been looking for them. No.
Okay, no. We would like them.
Oh, well.
If you've got the right person.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You're on drive. I was just going through your trash can there.
You mean our recycle can?
Yeah, the whatever it's called. I don't know. I don't have one myself. I just use everyone else's. But I was digging through all your trash.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We've been looking for them.
Oh, how'd you lose them?
I have no idea.
Maybe if you put Arthur on the phone, I could find out from him.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Arthur?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I live over on Pelican.
Okay, yep.
And I was just digging through your trash can and, you know, just taking documents and stuff I found home with me, and I found your blueprints.
Okay, does it have our address on it?
Yeah, it looks like the originals. It's a very old-looking document.
Because we've been looking through our builder in the house. It's Harding Construction Company. It's not the one that's over on Creek at the moment, because the Harding guy back in 92 moved.
Oh.
But,
I was just digging through your trash, and there were the blueprints.
I'm surprised you're digging through our trash, because we don't have any trash outside.
Well, it was the recycle, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So sometimes there's good stuff in the recycle.
Okay, well, that's interesting. What's the address on the plans, does it say?
It says 60 Drive.
Yeah, that's us.
And it has everything in here. It has, like, all the building materials they used and everything.
Well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm gonna rip them up now.
You want me to come over and pick those up?
Oh no, I'm ripping them up, so you'll know that they don't get into the wrong hands. I'm gonna ripping them up into shreds.
Well, don't do that, because I could use the plans.
I'm just gonna rip them up. Just hold on, I'm ripping them to shreds.
Well, that makes no sense.
What do you mean? I don't want anyone else to get them. You know, someone that might.
Well,
unsavory person.
If you have plans, originals, and I could use those.
Well, yeah,
why would you rip them up?
Well, you put them in the recycle bin, so they're public domain.
No, I didn't put anything in a recycle bin.
Well, they were in the recycle bin.
at our address here.
Uh-huh, yeah. I was digging through your recycle bin. I do every week. And, I found the blueprints.
Okay. Well, don't rip them up. I'll come over and get them.
Well, I've already ripped up most of them.
Well, I could put them back together, but I'd like to see them.
Oh, no, I'm ripping them into really small pieces.
What's your address, Rory?
I'm over on Pelican.
Okay, what's the address?
I can't hear you. It got really quiet. What was that?
What is your address on Pelican?
Oh, I don't actually have a house number. I live kind of in the woods in a treehouse.
Okay.
Sorry, but I really would rather you just not come over anyway. I'm not even dressed.
Okay. Do you have a phone number, Roy?
Yep, it's on caller ID. Just look at your phone.
Okay. Well, just to let you know, Roy, there were no plans thrown into recycle.
Oh, weird. Okay, well, I guess it's
address. So that's why I'm wondering if you're looking up plans for our address, then you probably went through another person's recycle.
Oh, I wonder why they had your blueprints in their recycle bin.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, and that's why I would like to get a copy of those.
Oh, it's too late. I'm almost finished ripping them up.
Okay.
Yep. Sorry. We tried, at least. But yes.
And what's your last name, Roy?
Zurbel.
How do you spell that?
T-H-A-T.
Okay. T-H-A-T. That's that.
Yeah, you asked how to spell that.
Okay, so it's Roy that?
Well, no, it's Roy Zurbel. You asked how to spell that.
Okay, how do you spell Zurbel?
Oh, G-E-R-B-I-L.
G-U-R-B-I-L.
Yep. Gerbel.
And you don't live in the, is that correct?
Oh, no, I do. I live here. I don't have an address. I live in a tree.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, like I said, I would have appreciated if you found some plans that we could get a copy of those.
I wish you told me that before I started ripping them up, because now I'm ripping it into even smaller pieces.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's very interesting you got them out of recycles. And especially since we know we didn't throw any plans out. So whatever recycles you went through would have to not be our address.
Oh, no, it was right in front of your house. I always come to yours because you have the best stuff.
Okay. That's interesting, Roy.
It's not very interesting, really. Not at all.
So is there anything else I could help you with today?
No, really, I thought you'd hang up by now. Can you just hang up?
Like I said, it's very unusual you would call indicating you got some plans.
Okay, well, you could just sit here on the phone and talk about it over and over and over to me, or you could just hang up.
And I requested the copy of it, and you're ripping it up. And I would think as a person, when somebody wants something, you would actually say, yeah, why didn't I get that to you?
Well, I'd already started ripping it up before you asked. I'd already started.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not my fault. It just... Just, you know, it happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, Roy, you have a good day, then.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, you
everything.
Too. I was totally kidding about all of this.
That's okay. You just have a good day, and be careful out there.
I will. I'm always careful.
Okay. Thank you, Roy.
Bye, honey.
Well, have a good day.
You already said that. You're repeating yourself again.
We never do any.
Aw, he hung up. I think. Yep, he's gone. You guys, I sat there and listened to him for like 5 minutes after that phone call, and he was just walking around the house. I heard him going through papers and stuff. I'm sure I'll edit all of that out of the show, but then after several minutes of that, you heard what we just heard there, and then he hung up. Damn it, Arthur, I thought you guys were going to sit there and talk about me for a while, but then he hangs up just as it's getting good.
Hello?
Hello, Therese?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Oh, yes.
Hi. Hey, I found the blueprints of your house the other day. I was just wondering if you guys wanted those back.
Oh, where did you find that?
They were in the chimney, up in your chimney, like up there on the very top, like right underneath the rain guard thing. Just kind of stuck behind a, kind of like behind a brick.
Behind a what? A brick?
Yeah, kind of underneath sort of a brick there in the chimney. They've got a lot of soot on them. It seems like they've been up there for years. But you can still read them. It still has your address. And
oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Jeez, I wonder how that... Yeah, somebody must have worked on the house, must have left them up there.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. They were just kind of taped up there inside the chimney.
Yeah, if you want to drop them off, I wouldn't mind having them.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I just found them while I was up there walking around on the roof, you know?
You were walking around on the roof?
Yeah, on your roof. That's how I found the blueprints. They were up in the chimney.
Well, how did you... Why were you walking up on the roof? I don't understand, I guess.
I was just walking around the neighborhood, and one thing led to another. Next thing you know, I'm on your roof, and... I was just kind of looking inside the chimney.
You're on my roof? I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, well, you know how you have that rain guard thing on top of the chimney? Like, I'd never seen a design like that one, and I thought it looked kind of interesting, so I was just checking it out, you know?
Oh. And where do you live?
I'm over on Pelican.
On Pelican?
Yep.
Oh.
Way over there.
Okay. Well, yeah, if you want to drop those plans off, that would be fine.
Okay, all right.
Leave them near the front, on the front step here. Oh, you know, you could just leave them near the front door.
Well, I was thinking I'll just put them back in the chimney, like back where they were. It looks like they've been up there for decades, so maybe, yeah, I probably don't want to disturb
things. All right, that sounds
things.
Good to me, Roy, okay? That sounds good. Bye.
Okay. Okay, bye. I think she suddenly realized she's talking to a crazy person and just wanted to get off the phone ASAP. She's like, fuck this shit, I'm out of here.
Hello?
Hello, Beverly?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Yes.
And I found the blueprints of your house inside your chimney. And I was just wondering if
what?
You...
What? Inside our chimney?
Yeah, in the chimney. I was just crawling around up on the roof, and I found the blueprints. They were taped inside. And I was just wondering, did you guys want those? Because I thought they were pretty cool. I just kind of took them.
Hold on a minute. He found our blueprints taped inside of our chimney.
Who did?
I did.
Oh, my blueprints, huh?
Yeah, to your house. I don't know. They were in the chimney, so I just kind of thought maybe they were trash in a way. But then I was thinking, oh, maybe you wanted them in there for some reason. And I could put them back if you want.
Oh, no. Well, never mind. Just do what you want with them.
Can I rip them up?
He found them in your chimney, right? You found...
Oh, no, they're in your chimney.
Oh, well, nobody's been in my chimney, so...
Well, no,
Never mind.
I was the other night. I was up on the roof.
Oh. Well, never mind. I just tear them up. Get rid of them.
Okay, well, the reason I'm actually calling is because I dropped my watch down the chimney. Do you have a fireplace? Like did it appear down there somewhere? Did you find a watch?
You didn't have any reason to be on my roof. I've been here, and nobody's been on my roof since since we got back in October. So no, I don't think...
I was just going for a walk, and I ended up on your roof. I like to walk through backyards and through the woods and stuff.
Well, I don't know how you ended up on my roof without a ladder.
Oh, I'm really into parkour. I can jump on pretty much any roof.
Never mind.
I just leap off of trees and... All right, let's just forget about the blueprints and just go with losing my watch down their chimney.
Hello?
Hello, Jim?
Yes.
Hey, Jim. This is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Okay.
And I was just wondering, I don't know if you guys have a fireplace in there or not, but I accidentally dropped my watch down your chimney, and I was wondering if you guys had found it.
I'm sorry, but I don't have a chimney, number one. I've got a gas fireplace.
It's on the back side of the house.
You couldn't have possibly dropped your watch down my chimney that I don't have.
Well, that's what I mean by the chimney, the little pipe thing in the roof. Maybe it was the bathroom pipe.
Tell me you've never been on my roof.
No, I was
up. What kind of a scan are you trying to pull on me?
I'm not trying to do a scan at all. I lost my watch down your roof. I was just wondering if it had turned up there. That's all.
How in the hell did you lose a watch? You've never been even close to my roof that I know about.
I go by your house all the time. I jog by every evening. You may have seen me.
Well, you may have, but how in the hell did you get a watch in one of the standpipes on my roof?
Oh, I was just, I was just up there poking around and looking in there.
Oh, shit. Good night.
What? Jeez. That guy was pissed just at the very thought of me being on his roof. He was not having that. Let's try him back one more time.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Jim, if you're just trying to keep the watch, because I know it's an expensive watch. And
I don't give a shit about your watch, and there's no way in hell you were on my roof, and no way you put a watch down there.
If you don't give a shit about my watch, why are you trying to keep it and not give it back to me?
I'm not trying to keep your watch. I don't have your goddamn watch.
Well, it's
and
it's,
you can stick your watch up your ass, and if you call here one more time, I'm going to report you to the police.
I can't stick it up my ass, because you have it. Jeez. Okay, I guess we'll just move on. You can just keep my watch. I don't care.
Hello?
Hello, David?
Yes.
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Yes, Roy.
And, hey, I was just wondering if I accidentally dropped my watch down your chimney, and I was wondering if it had turned up in the house. Like, I don't know if you guys have a fireplace or anything. But, yeah, I lost my watch down your chimney.
Yeah, there is, I haven't seen anything come through. I haven't, I haven't been there for a little while, but.
Okay.
When did this happen?
It was yesterday afternoon. Yeah, I was just kind of rooting around inside your chimney, and my watch slipped off my hand and fell down there.
Well, that doesn't make much sense.
Well, it's just loose. I've lost a lot of weight. I need to remove a couple links from. I mean, I guess I don't anymore because it's gone. But what I'm saying is, I don't have fat arms anymore.
Yeah. Well, would you say your name was again?
Roy.
Roy, and Roy, it doesn't make any sense that you'd be on top of my roof with a chimney.
Yeah. Well, I was just looking around. I was just urban exploring. I go on a lot of walks, and I just end up on roofs and up in trees and stuff,
Yeah.
But, yep, I was looking in your chimney and just
Have you got a couple of extra paws or something, too?
An extra what?
Paws.
Paws?
Yeah.
What do you mean, paws?
Are you a cat? Are you a cat?
Oh, I get it. That was a good one.
All right. Do you know where I am right now?
Yeah, over on court.
No, I am. Oh my gosh, I'm not home right now.
Okay.
I'm actually in France.
Oh, fancy.
And it's,
or should I say, Francie?
Yeah. and I'm not sure what time this is here in France as I wake up to this phone call, but
oh yeah,
pretty funny gag. Pretty funny gag. Don't know who put you up to it.
Thank you. Okay, well, I'm completely serious. But if you don't want to give me my watch back, it's fine. Whatever. It was only a gift from my father. No big deal.
Yeah, I understand completely.
I'm glad that's right, so funny to you. Ben. All right, have a nice day. Go back to sleep. Have good dreams.
All right.
Eat a big dick. Bye. All right, bye. I don't know, you guys. Do you really want to be telling some weird prank caller that's calling you up in France that you're not even home? Someone who just claimed to be on your roof? The guy was like, oh, yeah, we're thousands of miles away right now. That house is completely empty. That's why we didn't hear you on our roof. People are making really poor decisions today. First, there's the lady trying to put the little kid on the phone with me. Now this guy is telling me he's away on vacation.
Hello?
Hello, Kathy?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Pelican.
Oh, okay.
And, I was up on your roof yesterday, and I accidentally lost my wedding ring down your chimney. Now, I was wondering if you guys had found that, like if maybe it landed in the fireplace or something.
Are you sure you have the right person?
Yeah, Joseph and Kathy over on Drive.
Yeah, you were on our roof?
Yeah, I was walking down the street and I was holding the blueprints to my house in my hands, and a gust of wind picked it up and carried it up on your roof, so I had to climb up there and get it down.
Oh. But then, okay. Well, I'll look in the fireplace.
Okay, yeah, it's a pretty large wedding ring. Has a big diamond on it. Please don't just keep it. If you find it, you know, don't pawn it off or anything.
I wouldn't do that. My mother and my grandmother actually both lost their engagement rings, and then after their husbands had replaced them, they found the first one.
OMG!
So yeah, like 30 years later.
Where'd they find it?
Very odd. Well. One was found when they tore our cabinets out to put a dishwasher in.
Ah, okay.
And my grandmother's was found in a field.
Oh, okay. I think I've read that story on the internet.
Yeah, probably not. We have a gas log in here.
Gross.
And I'm not seeing anything.
Okay. Well, you should.
Without taking stuff apart.
Okay. But. Well, I'll let you go so you can use both hands and really root around in there and get your hands all dirty looking for my ring.
Okay. And what, you said your name is Roy?
Yeah, Roy over on Pelican. My number's on your caller ID.
Okay. I'll look for it.
I hope you find it. If you find it, I'll give you like a $5 reward.
Oh. That won't be necessary. But we will look.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye. Have a nice day. Oh, that's the best. She's going to be digging through the gas fireplace or whatever they have there in that weird neighborhood. They're going to be digging through there for my wedding ring. Hopefully that one was Eric's parents. Anyway, I think it is time to end the show. I think I've done plenty of calls today. And I honestly didn't mean to just do nothing but blueprint calls, but that's just kind of what happened. I was just going to do one little segment of them, and then I just couldn't quit. I hope all of you enjoyed the show, though, and thanks for listening, everyone. And, of course, thank you, Xander Fett, for sponsoring the show today. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. I always claim that I do an extra show every week if you're a subscriber, and only the subscribers get to hear it, but I can't really make that claim this week yet because I haven't done an extra show this week. Hopefully it'll happen soon, though. Anyway, here's some music. Bye, everyone.
I'm not bread. I'm your Domino's driver. Got your pizza up in a tree, and I bet I'm higher than you, dick. My rhymes are so sick that I went to get a checkup from Dr. Hillick. I woke up in an alley 2 days later with a cardboard poster and a golden calculator. Didn't know what happened or where I had been, so I praised the fucking J and let the day begin. No more phone show, That's some poppycock shit. What am I gonna do on Tuesday night when I'm fucking lit? Got a Yingling in one hand and a bong in the other. Hey, RBCP, who we calling tonight? Brother, sister, mister, I'm sorry I dinged your car. I know you drive an Audi, I went way too far. But I left you a note to let you know that I care. If you can catch me in my Celica, we can talk about it somewhere. And I think it's fair to say that without the PLA, I'd be bored every night and going crazy every day. So before he digs the hole and sticks the phone show in the ground, let's remind Brad Carter that we love the fucking sound of Matt pissing in the toilet and leaving to grab a beer. And the wise words of Rappy always deep in your ear. Yeah, you know that you love the phone show, so let's make it fucking clear. Hold your cacti in the air as the mad rhymes appear. Yeah, bring back the phone show, cause it's so very missed. Even the bomb father's mad, you don't wanna make him piss. Fuck you, Brad Carter. Yeah, that's anger in my voice. Please bring back the phone show, that would be a good choice. This beat's too dirty. This beat's too dirty. Rappy should throw a verse down on this motherfucker. Where's the bomb at? Shit.
You've sold the blueprints of my house to the Chinese government?